Now, I'm getting a call through from a gentleman called Jonathan Lane. Now, if I'm correct, Jonathan Lane is the man I spoke about yesterday who's made a very difficult decision in Cronulla to close his businesses after more than 30 years. He's just called in. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. How are you this
morning? Good, mate. You're the owner of Baker Lane, are you?
That's correct, yes.
So there are three businesses?
Well, there is the original Fusion nightclub, which everybody sort of knows throughout the last 30-odd years. And in COVID, we actually cut the business in half to try and earn some revenue from a dance venue to a sit-down cocktail venue. So we threw every last saving we had to try and get through COVID, so to speak.
So you've heard that we mentioned your case yesterday. You wanted to send a message this morning. What is that message?
I did. We woke up this morning and Facebook, Instagram, personal messages have come through from other people in the same situation. And they are so heartwarming that public and community sticking together on this front, because I'm not the only one. There's other people that are just knocking on the door now that will go broke, or they're trying not to, obviously. But the Premier comes on every morning and all we hear about is numbers, numbers, numbers. We don't hear of anything that is planned for these people, planned for small business, that where the Premier gets the coffee from, her, Sunday morning breakfast, the local cafe, the bread. There's no support. There's no safety net for the tenants out there at the moment. And it's a very, very scary future for a lot of these small businesses, and something has to be done instead of just carrying on about all these numbers all the time. And we're out there on our own, and it's quite sad.
Every day they gave us the numbers of the business closures, if every day they gave us the numbers of people who've not received a call back from Service New South Wales, or all the people who've called Lifeline or the Kids Helpline, then it would probably balance up the picture a little bit and give us a more accurate illustration of what's going on out there. Look, all we can say is thank you for what you've done for the community, because the moment we mentioned your business yesterday, we had a lot of people writing in saying these guys are local legends. So we hope you can bounce back in some other shape or form. And thanks so much for calling in, Jonathan.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Ben.
No worries. Jonathan Lane, in business for 30 years in the Shire, in business no longer. It's 8:15.